I'm glad I have a brother in the Lord who shares Jesus everywhere he goes. And he's an encouragement to me. And I've asked Mike to come back up. And some of you may not have met Mike when he was here a couple of weeks ago. But he has a ministry in Harrisonburg, Virginia, where he shares Jesus with people. And he's an evangelist. And it's always good to have an evangelist in our midst because they encourage us in that activity. So I want you to give me a story. Evangelists usually have a lot of stories. I doubt that you're unusual in that. So how about sharing with us one of the stories about talking with people about Jesus?
Well, my folks live in Eden, North Carolina, and I came back to visit the folks for Thanksgiving. Did not plan on sharing the gospel. I need boundaries, and there's times I need to take a break, as we all do. So I went to work out at the local gym called Body Fit in Eden and was there with my dad. Finished working out, got in my car, and was headed home. Right down the street, I saw four teenagers who were skateboarding. And just the gift that I have is such that I can walk up to a complete stranger and just begin to interact with them. And they open up, and I share the gospel with them. But I was feeling tired that day. And so I saw them, and yeah, I wanted to, but I'm tired. I want to go home. And so I drove past them. And I'm thinking, you know what? You're tired. But anytime I share the gospel, it always encourages my heart, and it always lifts my spirit. So I turned, and I thought, I'm going to go back. And so I went back, and they actually had moved. They were walking down the street. And there's a part of this that you don't want to do it in your own strength. You want to let the Spirit do it. And so it's kind of hard if people are walking away from you to come chasing after them. That doesn't work too well. So I prayed again, drove around again, and they actually had stopped in front of the Methodist church. They were sitting on the steps. So I thought, this is good. Drove past the church, drove into the parking lot, prayed, got out, walked over. Four boys and two girls walked up. Your initial connection is always important. You never know how people are going to receive you. But I had grabbed a whole handful of bracelets. So I walked up and I said, hey, guys. And they said, hi. I said, got some bracelets for you. And two of the boys just ran over. Oh, yeah, let's look at them. And I thought, this is good. And so the boys wanted the bracelets. One of the girls was in the back, and she was like really hesitant. I thought, well, just let her go. And so I asked the boys if they wanted the bracelets. They said yes. And they're looking at the bracelets, and they're like, well, what does this mean? And I started with the jokes. I shared the jokes with them, and then I asked them the questions on a scale. If you miss those silly questions, we laugh. But if you miss the most important question, we won't laugh. And I pointed to the gold. And I said, on a scale of a 0 to 100, how sure are you that if you were to die today, you'd go to heaven? One of the boys says, I'm 100. The rest of the boys said, we don't know. And then I asked the boy that knew 100, I said, tell me why. And he says, because I know Jesus. So the one boy was okay, but the other three boys didn't know. And the two girls weren't too interactive, so I've learned to just let them go. And so I said to the boys, I said, may I share with you how you can know? And they said, absolutely. So always ask permission. And so I began to share with these boys. The mother of the girls actually pulled up, and they left, drove away, finished sharing the gospel with the boys. And then I asked them, how sure are you now? And they said, we're 100. And I said, why? And they said, Jesus' blood paid for our sins. And then I said, is that enough? And they said, yes. And I said, why? Well, Jesus rose from the grave to give us the receipt. The resurrection is the receipt. That's one of the points that I use. So we went back to my car. I gave them the three books beginning again with D. James Kennedy. And so we prayed. I gave them my card. I said, guys, tell your folks, you know, I shared with you. Here's my card. If they want to talk, here's a track. Talks about the colors. So I praise God. Wherever I go, there's folks, and God gives me favor. And I know what it's like to walk up to somebody, and it just doesn't work. It just doesn't connect. It's like they're afraid. But for some reason with me, I can walk up to them and they're smiling and I'm connecting with them. And I know that's God's gift to me and I'm very thankful for that.
We call that being an evangelist. Yeah, I've noticed whenever you meet an evangelist, they have this major favor of God and they can walk up and they just connect. And so it's neat. Well, let's pray for those guys. Lord, we want to thank you for these boys who heard about you. We'd like to ask that you would move so that the one who knows you can encourage those who just found you and that they might grow in faith and the knowledge of you, Lord. We'd ask that you would help them get centered with people who know you and walk with you. Lord, thank you for doing the follow-up in their lives by bringing people along who can equip them for life. Thank you for our brother. Would you meet his needs up in Harrisonburg and use him to be able to share your good news to people all over that community? Thank you, Lord, for using this man as an evangelist in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.